The FDA has ruled on a controversial question. The question, by the way, perhaps not suitable for our very youngest listeners, was, should young girls under 17 be able to get the morning after pill without a prescription? Now, the FDA concluded that they could, but then shortly after, Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius overruled the FDA and said they couldn't. A little background here. The morning after pill was first approved in 1999 for use with a prescription. The prescription requirement was lifted in 2003 for women over 18 and lifted for 17-year-olds in 2009. And now drug makers had requested that the prescription requirement be lifted for those under 17, in other words, for all women. Backers of this idea said the pill is safe, women shouldn't have to scramble to find a doctor after unprotected sex or rape, but critics worried about girls under 17 taking any medication that can have serious side effects without a parent or a doctor's knowledge. And today the secretary seemed to agree in her ruling. Deborah Coates is covering the story for the Boston Globe. Deborah, how'd this hit you, this idea that the FDA wrote that they agreed that the pill should be available without a prescription, and then that was overturned?
Yeah, it hits me. It's very surprising. I was put in a question to the FDA, haven't heard back from them, to figure out how frequently this happens, where the FDA actually, you know, reviews the research, agrees that this is safe and can go over the counter with no age restrictions, and then the Health and Human Services decides to override their decision, basically saying, no, we disagree, and we're not going to let you do that.
This has always been controversial, we know. In the Bush administration, an FDA official, you know, not Health and Human Services, but an FDA official, Susan Wood, actually resigned over delays in making the morning after pill available without a prescription. And let's remind ourselves of the controversy. People who backed the idea that even young girls should be able to get this without a prescription said what?
Well, basically, they were saying that this is a product that can be very useful, that teenagers are having sex. It's a reality of life. This is a product that doesn't have any kind of major side effects, and that teens can be trusted to use this product and use it correctly, which is really within 3 days after unprotected sex.
Well, and in fact, research showed that young girls knew how to use the product. And again, the thinking is that if there's unprotected sex or rape or a condom breaks, you can't find a doctor, or if a pharmacy isn't open, you're stuck. But on the other hand, there were critics who worried that, there are some side effects like nausea. And what else were the criticisms of making it available to young girls?
Well, I think that, you know, one thing that the Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said in her statement today was that she didn't think that the research that the pharmaceutical company presented was strong enough to suggest that girls as young as 11 or 12 years of age would be able to figure out how to use this product carefully. And I think that gives many parents like myself pause. Like, would I really want a 12-year-old girl walking into a drugstore purchasing this product without me knowing about it and trusting her to use it correctly?
Right. And there were other concerns. There were concerns even from people who didn't want barriers to birth control, concerns that this could mean that, for instance, there could be men who could prey upon young women and then, have access to morning after pills in order to, you know, erase any of the evidence. But what do you think happens now, Deborah? Does this just stand? Is there an appeal process? Where does this go?
That I don't know. I mean, I know that there was a lawsuit several years back that was brought by some reproductive rights organizations against the FDA. Basically, when they first put it over the counter, they brought the FDA to court and said that it should be available without any age restrictions. And a federal judge agreed. I mean, basically what he said was, first of all, he forced the FDA to lower the age that it would be available from 18 to 17 so that 17-year-old girls would be able to get access to this. And he also said to the FDA, you know, you should go back and review the data and really see if this can be safe for girls of all ages. And that's what the FDA did. And basically what they found was that it's perfectly safe to be giving it out to girls of any ages, that they would be able to figure out how to use this appropriately. So it's definitely interesting that you have one government agency, health-related agency, disagreeing with another, and I don't know if we'll ever really get the real backstory there.
Well, we will try. Deborah Kotz, health reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks so much.
My pleasure.